gotta tell you, Jared just told me something that made me cry. He's never worn his father's gold jacket, Walter's jacket, but he's gonna wear it to introduce Steve.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line one half of the toughest team out there, about ready for the biggest touchdown of the career. It is Misty McMichael. Misty, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's always great to have you on. Of course, we see you at the tailgates, at the Gridiron Great events, at the Hall of Fame events, so many different events. You have been there and been supporting and representing, and we are down to it now. Some of the biggest events are coming up.
Yes, the Hall of Fame game that is especially for Steve. They're having the Texans and the Bears play, and I heard the Bears went into early practice to see who's going to get to play in the game, so everyone's excited about that. There'll be a parade that Jarrett Payton's going to represent me in, and so that we can present Steve with his Boston jacket here that morning. Then there is different parties and different gold jacket dinners, and then on Sunday they're doing a special thing where I'm going to get to place his bust into the hall on camera.
Wow.
So a bunch of things. It's going to be awesome.
There's so much just, I think, activities and obligations for family members and the inductees as well as they do it. And so this road has been a very long road. All of those challenges with ALS here on the show today, we're going to have Joe from Betty's Brigade. And so this is an opportunity, Misty, not only to celebrate Steve and his career, but an opportunity to raise awareness for all of those challenges that he's been going through.
Oh, for sure. The Les Turner ALS Foundation has been amazing to me. They've had me at their gala every year, and some of the players have donated items for their auction, and they have always been there for whatever assistance we've needed, and I'm happy to put them on the map.
You know, you think about this, with all of the excitement around what's happening in the Hall of Fame, this was not a foregone conclusion. There's so many Bear fans, obviously you and Steve, everybody felt like he should have been there a long time ago and that this is an overdue reward. But talk about just the excitement when you first found out that that Steve was finally getting that ultimate honor and getting in to the Hall of Fame.
Well, first of all, it's taken us 26 years we've waited for this. And yes, we actually had a do not resuscitate on him before the final 12 were listed as the finalists. And when I saw his name in the final 12, finally, after the 100 keeps getting knocked down, you know, I knew he was going to be in. So I said, babe, you know, we're ripping this up. You're going to go, you're going to see yourself get in the hall. I'm so excited. And I knew then. And then when like ESPN called and said, oh, we want to come camp out at your house one day, I'm like, okay, this is the day the hall's calling, you know. Wow. Yeah, it's all been on tape and it's been an amazing journey. It's, you know, that's why I didn't have any social media, but I got Instagram and I got a podcast, and I did all that for Steve to get him in the hall. And I would post things and I would talk about him and I'd interview his teammates about why isn't he in there. And it worked, baby.
You know, you think about all that work that he put in the career, obviously, to have those stats, experiences,
yes,
the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl, to get there. But really the hard work, there is a lot of work on the Hall of Fame that, you know, is all that advocating, right? And being able to do that.
We just assumed that on his stats alone, because that's what I used to tell him. I said, why don't you talk about your stats and stuff like every other guy does? And like, well, you don't boast about yourself. He's like, oh, I already did the work. He's like, you know, it's there. But then when he lost his voice, the trach, I had to get mine and I had to talk about it. And I had to get on social media and I had to call the Hall of Fame out. I would post things on my Instagram, be like, Hall of Fame, what's up? Hall of Fame, where have you been? You know, Hall of Fame, can you hear me now? You know, and they were watching and listening, and they follow me on Instagram now, and I'm close with the whole Porter family. I mean, it's been a long journey, but it was my mouth, his actions in my mouth that got him in there.
an amazing, amazing kind of dream team to make it all happen. And you mentioned some of the events that are going to happen there, and I know there's a big one, Mongo's Hall Ball. A lot of the guys are excited. I know Otis and Dan Hampton are going to be playing there. Jim McMahon, so many great friends of Steve are going to be at this, and it's with the tailgate guys and tail greeters. Talk a little bit about that, because they have been supporting you and you have been there advocating at those tailgates all season long last year. We remember it, bringing players in.
Oh yeah, for sure. That, you know what, the 85 Bear team is like a Bears brotherhood, I call them. They love each other. They grew up together. They played when there was no money involved. They were there for each other through their whole lives. They're like the love story of the whole NFL teams. There's more Bears in the hall than any other team. and as well there should be. I still think we got a couple more to put in from the 85 team. I'd love to see Jimmy Mack in there, and I'd love to see the Fridge in there. I'd love to see Otis Wilson in there. So I'm not done advocating for them. But after I get Steve in the Hall of Fame for football, I want to get him in the Wrestling Hall of Fame as well.
So Misty, you mentioned it, and that's one of the great things about Steve, just one of the many. Obviously, that brotherhood with the 85 Bears, still the most iconic team of any time with any sport, so beloved. But Steve had so many friends in the wrestling world, and Ric Flair is going to be out at the Mongo's Hall Ball too. He has been a longtime friend. Every time I've talked to Ric Flair, he brings up Steve.
Well, you know, Rick is one of his best friends. Rick is a great guy, sweetheart. Can't wait to see him in Canton. Yeah, Rick's going to be there. Joe Gomez is another good friend. It's a wrestler. Joe Gomez is the first guy he ever wrestled when he started wrestling. And then Ric Flair was like one of the last guys he wrestled with. So, yeah, he made friends. And then Stone Cold is a friend, and Goldberg's a friend. Mick Foley, they're friends. So, yeah, he made anybody he met, he made them a better person. That's hard to forget.
It's going to be so exciting. An opportunity not only to honor the career, but to really celebrate. And for that tailgate, Mongo's Hall Ball, I know that's going to raise awareness for Steve and for ALS and all of those causes associated with it. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that as well. And we will see you out there. But Misty, it's like, I got to think it's just been so overwhelming this entire time, you know, all of these activities. When does your Hall of Fame week start? Does it start tomorrow?
I fly in Wednesday morning to Canton, and I fly home Sunday night. But Saturday I'll also fly in on the private jet with Jim Porter and a couple of Hall of Famers and Mac and our daughter to present him with his Boston jacket.
And I know that Steve, that he's able to communicate and he is excited about all of this. What does he think about? I mean, obviously, it's got to be so rewarding to be able to do it. But how excited is he, and how does he share that with you?
He can still smile. He can still put his eyebrows up and down and blink. Blink once for yes, twice for no. So, yeah, he could tell by his facial expressions. He was just so happy to see Jarrett a while ago. He raised his eyebrows, blinked, and smiled, all three of them. So, you know, he's happy when he does all three of that.
You mentioned Jarrett. Of course, we'll hope to have him on the program with us a little bit later as well. And he is going to be inducting Steve in. The thoughts about that, you know, having, of course, Walter Payton, Steve's great teammates, and Jarrett, a member of that great family. They were great friends, too.
I got to tell you, Jarrett just told me something that made me cry. He's never worn his father's gold jacket, Walter's jacket, but he's going to wear it to introduce Steve.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, you know, Walter was the first Bear to go in. And Steve changed Jarrett's diapers. Jarrett was our star player when Steve was head coach in the Chicago Slaughter. And Jarrett made his first touchdown, and we went undefeated to the championship. So, yeah, I went to dancing. Me and Brittany did Dancing with the Stars together. So it's a whole family, you know, circle thing going on with that.
There is so much love around this, not only that great love for the team, but also a great love story, you and Steve, and then just the love that everybody has for each other. And there's just so much going on for this. It just means so much more, even than just football. So, Misty, we'll let you get back to it. But I can't thank you enough for everything you've done.
Thank you as well. Okay, bye.